Northland businesses are calling on the government to build a four-lane northern expressway between Northland and Auckland to help boost the economy. We've got an NZIER business case to back it up. Found it would boost national GDP by $1.2 billion per year by 2050, or $23.8 billion over a 20-year period. Now, the Northland Corporate Group are the ones behind this. The co-chair, Andrew McLeod, is with us. Andrew, very good morning to you.
Morning to you, Mike.
This is on the government's radar anyway, isn't it? Don't they want to do this?
They're saying they want to invest. That's great. We're saying invest in the full corridor. Let's get a road all the way from Whangarei down to Auckland, and let's not do this in a piecemeal way.
Is there any reason why we haven't? It seems so. Anyone who's driven north of Johnson's Hill, if you know the area in north of Auckland, that new road there is a game changer. That's revolutionary, revelationary. It's the greatest thing I've ever been on. Why the hell wouldn't we go all the way?
Yeah, I'm on your page there, Mike. I think the business case for this road is really significant. You had the numbers, $24 billion of GDP growth over 20 years. We've got, from the work we've done, there's $40 billion worth of private money ready to deploy if we just close that link. So it's like spend the money on the road, the rest of the money will flow, the economy will be driven from there.
What is it about roads in this country? Have you dug into this in the sense that, is it about noise? If you make enough noise, there's so many areas where we can do something productive and useful and pay its way, and yet we haven't, and I can't work out why.
Yeah, I agree. I just don't think we have a sharp enough focus on infrastructure. And we know that if you invest in good infrastructure, the rest happens. We've seen it around the Bay of Plenty. We've seen it around Tauranga. Put those links in between the regions and the cities, everything else happens. It's the first thing we should be doing, and yet we just keep waving it away.
Is the Northland region underselling itself, perhaps, that they think, poor old Northland, never mind, we've got bigger fish to fry elsewhere?
That's the point we're trying to make, Mike. We are a real strategic location in terms of Auckland and the whole of the Upper North Island. We have land up here, we have skill, we have construction muscle. The companies on this Northern Energy Group, we do $1 billion worth of infrastructure work a year from Northland. Now, that's just one small example of the capability up here. We've just got to connect it to Auckland and we'll be away.
And are the people making the decisions these days in Wellington, are they cognizant of those numbers? Do they get it?
That's why we've commissioned this report, Mike. I think there's always a lot of talk and everyone's very aligned on the case for it, but there's often that missing piece of analysis. You know, we're trying to put the business case on the table. We're trying to make it easier for government to say, yes, let's invest in that piece of infrastructure. We're trying to make sure everyone can say, absolutely, this is the next piece of investment we wait for New Zealand.
How would you do it, or it doesn't matter? Would you PPP it? Would you toll it? What would you do?
Well, there's a cost of infrastructure. I think it's make the decision to get it built and then look at how you finance and fund it. We're a little slow on the fact that, if it's a good investment, you'll find a way in terms of the rest of it. If we need tolls, we need tolls. There's a cost of infrastructure. The cost of not building this road is immense, and we're finding that it's just an economic barricade for business up here. So we don't mind paying. Let's get the road built, and then let's talk about how to get it paid for.
Couldn't agree with you more. Go well with it. I hope it works for you. Andrew McLeod, who's the co-chair of NGC, chief executive of North Power, apart from anything else.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.